Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
With the assistance of the sheriff's canine unit, a track was initiated, and within a very short time, officers were able to locate the individuals hiding in the water in a nearby swampy area adjacent to Pine Street in Milton. Two firearms were recovered near those individuals. Both of those firearms were semi-automatic handguns.
Milton Chief of Police Jen Frank doing a press conference last week talking about this murder that involved a shooting and a couple of guys hiding in a swamp, and giving kudos to the canine unit for the sheriff's office, helping them find the men and the guns. Joining us now, we have Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So in this case, you know, you and I sometimes don't even talk on a Monday. We're scheduled for every Monday, but every once in a while we don't even talk just because, you know, not much has happened newsworthy. And, you know, we talk right beforehand. Let's just skip it for this week. This was not one of those weeks. This was a really bad week in Milton and in the South End. Tell us what happened in Milton and how you guys were involved.
Yeah, we got a call for assistance from Milton PD with our bloodhound. He's just had a puppy status. His name is Doc, and we haven't had him all that long, but he is a man tracker. Let me tell you, he's one of the best dogs we ever had. He hit the ground. They pointed to what direction the guy went. He put his nose to the ground and didn't lift up until he was right at the edge of the water where the guy was at. So a lot of people think that, oh, all I got to do, bloodhounds tracking, get in the water. Don't work that way.
Well, but it's okay for them to think that.
Yeah, sure. They can do it if they want to.
You know,
I always tell everybody you can run, but you're only going to get caught tired. So.
And possibly bit, right? Depending on the dog. Were you ever a canine? Did you ever handle canine?
That was one of the few things. I supervised the canine unit, but I've never had a police canine.
I always try to wrap my brain around what the dog sees with its nose. And if you could imagine just a giant, bright, flashing neon stripe on the ground pointing to you, that's what it's like to them with their nose. It's just, it's incomprehensible what they can detect,
well,
right?
One of the handlers said that if you go into McDonald's, you smell a hamburger. They go into McDonald's, they smell the bun, they smell mayonnaise, they smell the burger, they smell onion, tomatoes. I mean, their noses are just so much more complete than ours. It's hard to explain.
It is, which the corollary to that is I'm always amazed that they will smell some stuff I would not think with that level of sensitivity you would want to put your nose into.
Yeah, exactly.
But
very true.
Well, I mean, they go, the first thing a dog does is sniff each other's butt, and I'm like, with that nose, why would you do that?
Exactly.
Oh man.
Oh Lord.
Well, sorry, you know me. I just, you know, say what I think.
Yeah. Got off track.
Yeah, okay. I know. Nice one. So, so that was one event, which is, like I said, the county's been, you know, very few homicides this year, which is great news. And then all of a sudden, Milton has one. By the way, do they handle that investigation, or do you guys take it over, or does it FDLE? Who handles that?
They handle it unless they request us.
Okay.
And then we provide whatever assistance they need, crime scene or whatever, canines. We'll help them any way possible, but they do the investigation.
Okay. Because, I mean, obviously, you know, some agencies are larger, some agencies are smaller, some have resources and some don't. I mean, that's just normal. We also had a second incident. Had found a body in the area of Santa Rosa Drive in Redwood Lane that you later, I guess, confirmed was Reagan Barber, 25-year-old. What happened here? What do we know?
Yeah, that was turned out to be a homicide. We got a welfare check request. We went out to the house, found the body. The detectives got there, hit the ground running. We have a suspect, and we're 100% sure that we have the correct suspect. We're waiting on some forensic evidence and some telephone evidence to come back, but and then we're going to we expect an arrest forthcoming pretty quick.
Okay. Well, I mean, do we know any motive or any connection, or you don't want to say yet because, you know, the case is still pending?
Yeah, we don't want to talk about the motive or any of the I can tell you this, the person has been interviewed. So we definitely know we're on the right track. And like I said, we expect an arrest here pretty quick, hopefully.
Okay. And this is, you know, I know sometimes people hear Gulf Breeze, but of course, Gulf Breeze as an area encompasses areas that are not technically within the city. So this is your case from the start. This was not a GBPD that became yours, right?
Right. Yeah. Gulf Breeze City stops at the national end, where the national seashore ends. And then Gulf Breeze unincorporated goes all the way to a little bit past the zoo. So it's a pretty big area.
And you guys handle everything that, and of course you have reciprocity with the police department in their domain, but you know, outside of that, it's entirely your guys' jurisdiction.
Correct.
Wow. I mean, does it affect your agency to have, you know, you go a long time without having a homicide and then all of a sudden we got two. I mean, one's in your, really in your region. One's not original with you, but it's, you guys helped involved with it. Does that affect people? It's the end of the year. You might have been hoping to get through the year, you know?
Yeah, and, it, you know, the ones that affects the most, especially, is the major crimes unit, because they really have to bust their tails. They hit the ground running. They track these people. They get a good quality interview, hopefully, most of the time, if they don't, you know, if the suspect don't lawyer up or something. But it's just a lot of work, and they don't get sleep for, like, the first 24 hours after a homicide, unless it's cut and dry, you know. Because they're chasing down leads and they're not going to stop until they get a good suspect, you know, named, and then they'll go get some rest. But, that's who it affects the most.
So even their Thanksgiving was not maybe what the rest of us were experiencing for Thanksgiving.
Not even close.
Sheriff Bob Johnson, anything else on the horizon? Any good news, any events coming up you want to talk about?
No, hopefully we'll have, the rest of the year will be quiet. We only have 4 weeks left, knock on wood. Hopefully that's the last homicide we have.
Yeah, definitely, hopefully, same thing. All right, well, Bob Johnson, he is the Santa Rosa County Sheriff. Bob, as always, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sir.